Welcome to Fesco and Dusty.
I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here?
A show that, analytically, exists between 6 and 10 weekday mornings on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, buddy.
Live from the studios that brought you...
Hey, what's going on, man?
Here's Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens.
Monday. What a beautiful morning we've got for us going on today that is just going to be foreshadowing for the week.
Boy, it feels like fall already out there today. Well, compared to what we had over the last couple of weeks. But man, it is beautiful. The humidity is down today. I think it was in the 60s when I was driving in this morning. So we're starting to get there. You look at the extended forecast, which I did last night, the 30-day forecast. Opening night at Arrowhead popped. 75 and sunny is the expected forecast a month away, but still 75 and sunny for the opener at Arrowhead. I know it's a night game. I get all that, but tailgating is going to be taking place during the daytime hours and during the sun hours. Don't you want great weather for that? So knock on wood that 30-day forecast stays, baby. 75 and sunny for the opener at Arrowhead. Let's go.
Cannot wait. I thought Saturday kind of gave me the kind of the feeling of like when a restaurant's getting ready to open up for the first time, you get that soft opening where they bring out, you know, friends and family or, you know, close allies. Yeah. Hey, come have a nice dinner. Like, make sure you tip. You can order whatever you want and give us some feedback of what you liked, what you didn't like. Was that not Saturday for the Chiefs game? Obviously, not a lot of starters, minus Chris Jones playing one player. Still, like, that's got to be Andy, right? Just effing with Chris Jones. Like, I only want to play against starters because I'm a starter. First play comes out. Like, what was that about? Yeah. Get on the sideline. That's what you
it
get.
It was fantastic. I thought it was really good. Move. Really good by Andy. If we're in the Andy's and the Bob Fesco era of his life right now, we're going to see more of this.
But like, why?
I'm 100% in on that.
And nobody asked Andy about it in postgame.
Like him and Ken Walker, both one play.
Yeah, but by the time we got the post game, so much had already happened. People probably forgot that those guys were like even in the game for that one play at the beginning, right? Because you had so much other stuff go on. Like, how about that second offensive line that went on in that game?
But never saw it.
I didn't either. I'm reading about it yesterday when I woke up in the morning after, you know, being out on Saturday and doing our thing. And I'm reading about the offensive line, that the second unit. I'm like, oh, we got some issues here with the second unit of the offensive line. But I thought overall, pretty good dress rehearsal. You know, you saw the young guys do some really good stuff. You got some exciting plays from Emmett Johnson. Cyrus Allen was pretty good in that game as well. I thought R. Mason Thomas was screaming off the edge with a speed that we haven't seen in years here in Kansas City.
Well, you're missing the most important part.
I am?
Yeah.
What's
that? Your player that you were watching the most, which is Harrison Butker.
Yeah.
59-yard field goal with ease.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yep.
It's massive.
So the leg.
Massive.
The leg is still there, right? Yep. Like I think he probably could have hit that. I'm going to not try to be hyperbolic. 62. I think he probably had three more yards on that kick.
Yeah, there was some more there.
Maybe 60 is...
I wonder how you hit it too differently at 59 versus 65 versus 48 and all that kind of stuff. I mean, Viagra. It's not an easy job, bro. It really isn't. Like, being a place kicker is a very, very difficult job. And if he's back, thank God. Because he stunk for the last 2 years, right?
Yeah, it looks like he's healthy.
That's the key, right?
Yeah, he's not bracing himself after kicking and falling to the ground, any of that weird stuff.
The other thing I will kind of take as like a side note is I don't know if it's like golf and baseball where like with the humid, thick air, like the ball travels further. So I don't know if that had anything to do it, but I mean, I was fine. 4 for 4, 59-yard field goal, went out there every time, busted it right through the uprights. Like I was like, okay, all right, he's good.
Didn't try to screw around with kickoffs and play around with that kind of nonsense. Just kick it, man. Just stop. After that Jacksonville game from a year ago where you're trying to place that thing and cost the team the game, just kick the ball. You know, what are we doing here? We don't need to get all fancy with kickoffs and all that kind of stuff. But no, I really did. I thought a really good dress rehearsal. Mm. And then that's kind of what that was on Saturday. I don't think any of us are sitting here taking copious notes going, okay, this is going to happen in the regular season. Like, you know, Jim on The Office or anything like that, or Patrick with his notebook. But I thought a fun first half. I mean, that's about what I watched was the first half of that game, and I thought it was a lot of fun. We saw some good things from that team on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think we need to see Caliendo again.
No.
Yeah, Driscoll, Caliendo.
Caliendo took Jack Cochran's number and reputation and threw it on his back and was like, I got this moving forward.
Wow.
That was not a good showing for Caliendo. But it was a good showing for Emmett Johnson. Yep. It was a good showing for R. Mason Thomas to see just the explosiveness around the outside.
Emmett Johnson had 10 broken tackles in that game I saw yesterday.
Yes. Checo had 13 all year last year.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, did he have that many?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize it was all that year, many. I know what you said. I know what you said. Believe me, I know exactly what you said. I ain't deaf. I was surprised he had that many. Yep. I'm surprised he was tackled that many times because, you know, he ran into his line most of the day.
Fell down.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be, I mean, Emmett Johnson would be the best running back that the Chiefs have had since Kareem Hunt. That's what it looked like on
he
that
looked
first
great.
Half.
That's he, what it looked, he looked like. Great. That's why I was excited about that kid from the minute they drafted him at Nebraska. Yep. And let me shout out Matt McMullen and Rob Alberino and the 65 Toss Power Trap Crew for having the highlights of the game that took place at Arrowhead a year ago, where it has like four now Kansas City Chiefs on that team, two from Cincinnati, Cyrus Allen and the other big wide receiver.
Caldwell.
And then a couple of guys from Nebraska as well. And they played in that Kansas City Classic a year ago. And I thought they did a great job of featuring that during the game and reminding us these four dudes played at Arrowhead. So now I'm thinking, who's playing at Arrowhead this year college-wise? Anybody? Maybe that's where the Chiefs are going to look and scout and get some players, because it looks like they got a couple of good ones out of that game. Just that game alone played at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, go Big Red.
Your bingo hit. Looks like everything on your bingo card.
Everything hit on the bingo card?
I think
card?
So, okay. Man. I think so, with the Clark Hunt interview.
Yeah.
It sounded like it, yep.
Oh, yeah. We got everything with the Clark interview.
Did you mention the World Cup?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I figured, yeah.
Brought up the family.
Yep.
And always something we want to do. And then, like, the highlight of Cyrus Allen was, you know, that catch.
Then they better be here when I come back downstairs, turds!
I'm sorry, that's not it. I meant to play the introduction video that we got right before the game that got everybody with the, I know that I'm hard.
Our focus here at training camp needs to be on what we're trying to accomplish this season. We want to be ready to go. We want to start the season on the right note. We want to get back to the playoffs and then earn our ticket to Los Angeles, where we want to get another Lombardi Trophy and bring it back to Kansas City. In order to do that, we've got to have the right mindset.
It's flying around today, man. Great mindset today. Everything about mindset.
You need to be focused on the here and now. On making sure that you're giving your best every day.
Let's get it, let's go.
That mindset starts here at training camp with listening to our coaching staff.
Let's go.
All the mindset.
You need to be focused on giving your best on the next rep. And we're going to be able to achieve our goal of making it out to LA and winning another Lombardi Trophy.
Hell yeah. I know that I'm hard.
Big time.
Do you think they play that music when he's speaking to the team? Could you imagine if the music was playing in the background, right? I mean, how awesome would that be if that was playing in the background? Or better yet, just have Peter Woods sing and lead him in?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't give it to us.
Well, they did.
I hear there may be a second shot at that in this week's preseason game.
There will be a second shot.
Because I texted somebody with the Chiefs yesterday, Rob Alberino, and I said, look, next time you have technical difficulties with somebody singing, I am very willing to get on FaceTime and sing Brett Veachtown. I did not hear back.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, crickets on that. Yeah, that's fair. Good job, Rob. Thank you.
I'm here for you, Rob! All you got to do is just say, Bob, you're on. And I will sing Brett Veachtown anywhere, anytime.
Well, I think we may be, if that first half is an indication of anything, we may be hearing that song a lot this season.
Yeah, probably so.
We might be hearing that a lot this season, not only with the rookies, but the young guy. I mean, Jeffrey Bassa, just the second year players that didn't get enough time. It makes you really question what happened last year again. Why wasn't Bassa out there? Why weren't some of these guys out there? Bassa, he understands what's happening. He was not in no man's land a lot. You look at Sonny Styles, first round pick this year for the Washington Commanders, linebacker, one of the best linebacker in the draft. Didn't know what was happening in that first preseason game. He's looking everywhere. He's
so
looking all
hard,
around.
Bro.
It
it's
is.
So hard.
It's extremely difficult, right?
Yeah.
That was not what I saw out of Jeffrey Bassa, which is like we've talked about this linebacker group, how thin it is. Man, if Bassa is like a guy that we can trust, it's awesome.
I want you going forward in this job, however long you stay in this job, however far you go, wherever you end up, I want you to always have that Eagles experience in your mind where you were on the sidelines holding that microphone. Mm. And realizing how fast that game was moving when you were just down there holding that microphone. Then put yourself in the position as a player, put yourself in position as a coach, and then put yourself in position as a rookie in your first game. And if you thought it was fast just standing there holding a parabolic microphone on the field, imagine what those guys are going through. And I really do wish there's no other. Well, maybe I'd love every fan to stand in a batter's box just for one pitch every once in a while. But if every fan got the opportunity at one time just to stand on the field and see how fast these games are, and you've had an experience like I've never had, and obviously Josh has got that experience. I've only been on the field a couple of times down in Denver for the final 2 minutes. And even down there in the final 2 minutes, you can just see
it's crazy
how fast this game is. And so when you're talking about this kid from Washington or Jeffrey Bassa, and you're like, man, they're kind of looking around doing, yeah, because it is moving out there, dude.
You go, this is different.
Yeah.
I know that I'm scared.
I wonder how many rookies are scared their first snap in the NFL. Or maybe not scared, but just like,
like I poop in my pants. You know, I've got
somebody
so much
pooped in the elevator, too, by the way. I don't know who it is, who did it. It could be animal feces, but there is a turd in our elevator today. BBL stinky.
That's not good.
Then they better be here when I come back downstairs, turds.
Well, our guy next door, John from KMBZ, comes into the studio this morning. He doesn't normally come into the studio, and he goes, did you ride the elevator up? I said, no.
No, I don't do that.
I don't do the elevator. I do the stairs. He goes, yeah, good idea. There's a pile of poop in it. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. So I went and looked, and yep. He goes, I don't know if it was a pig or a dog or a human.
Oh, they did have pigs in the studio, didn't they? Dana brought pigs in.
Are you being serious?
Mm-hmm.
On Friday?
Yeah, they brought pigs in. There's a video on our Instagram page.
Then that's what that is. One of the pigs pooped in the elevator.
So that means Dana, Scott, or Sam Stevie need to go clean up.
Have to clean it up. And that cleaning girl is not going to clean it up. I promise you that.
And she takes the elevator at 7 o'clock.
I know she does. And she's going to get in that elevator.
Yeah, they brought in
pigs. She's really good at her job.
She's great at her job.
She's going to do it. And it's going to be like, why are we? Well, when you guys left on Friday, the whole upstairs bathroom was flooded. So I went in there and it's just all leaking. I thought someone was peeing really loud. And yeah, so who other than Joe, our great Joe Blackwell downstairs, go get her. And she knows how to, she's done this a million times.
Joe's in there with like an auger.
She's got two screwdrivers. She knows exactly the trick to get it to stop leaking.
She went in there with two vodka orange juices. Hell yeah, Joe.
Yeah, way to go, Joe. Friday at 10 a.m. Joe's like, screw this.
Hey, what go, Joe?
I got to fix the toilet. So yeah, I guess it's pig poop in the elevator now. It's been in there all weekend.
Thanks, Dana.
Why did Dana have pigs in the studio?
I don't know, but they were kissing Scott's neck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I to talk?
Whenever you want to bring pigs in, let me know. But yeah, the preseason notes, I think that they hit on Cyrus Allen, everything he should have. Emmett Johnson stole the show. R. Mason Thomas looks like the part that we want. Butker still got it, and Chris Jones played one snap, and it was hilarious. Coming up on the other side, the real things from preseason is Mac opens up that wonderful notebook that we know he so diligently was writing in on Saturday afternoon on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Ken Walker III, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.